Thank you very much. Honourable members, this meeting is officially open. Let me welcome the members and commissioner and his team to this meeting. First of all, honourable members, I think we have a program agenda in front of you. Can we adopt the agenda as it is, or any changes, additions from the members? If there are any additions, or I would like to propose from the House that item number one to be referred a little bit better, because we're still waiting for other members to join us. If we can allow the Department of Correctional Services to start with their briefing, then after that we take number one as number two. Thank you. Honourable George.
Chairperson, I am opposed to that. I am of the opinion that this will now be, if we carried on with this agenda, that it will be the third time that you will not be able to pass your bill. And I can't tell you how to do your job, but I think it is a serious reflection on the inability to do your job between yourself and the whip of this committee, not to be able to pass a bill for the third time. The previous meeting, you did not state that that was the reason why it was removed from this agenda. But if the governing party is not able to pass their own bills, it really, really becomes a worrying factor. And I think it's not only a worry for the opposition, but it should be a worry for your own party members. Because this is a simple matter. You just need to have six members of the government here. And for more than a month, you aren't able to get your own members here. So I am strongly opposed to moving item one further down on our agenda just because the governing party can't get all their members here. So please, discuss this with the whip of this committee and decide between the two of you who is supposed to do his job and do the darn job. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Chair. I align myself with the with Honourable Michaelitis that last time when we were asking the reason why this item is being deferred, there were no reasons. But today, the reason is that we must wait for the other member. And in terms of the rules, is that for us to be able to deal with this item, we need at least a quorum of six provinces. As I'm counting here, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know whether Honourable is the new member in the committee. Yeah. So I really don't know, Chair, how are we going to deal with this matter? Because we will forever postpone this issue until, I don't know, maybe when Jesus comes or something. And I'm not sure.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I'm happy that we are going to deal with it today, no matter who says what. It's a matter of changing now these items.
But Chair, you can't say that to us. The item is in the agenda.
Yes.
And you yourself just concluded that we want to take this item to the next, first item to the last or wherever. We have never had our concern as members, whether we agree with you or we don't agree with you. You must first hear our side of the story and then decide whether we take it out or we don't take it out. Not on your own. You don't have that right to do that.
I was just asking the members about that. Thank you, Honourable George.
Chairperson, you also stated the fact that you are waiting for the other members to arrive before you take the vote. However, at this stage, if you look at the amount of committee members you need, it's six, and we are more than six. So So perhaps you should have said you're waiting for the other ANC members to arrive. But to say that you're waiting for the other members to form a quorum at this stage is not quite accurate. At this stage, at the adoption of the agenda, we are still more than six. So that reason is not quite valid at this stage, thank you. If we walk out, it would be a different matter.
I didn't talk about quorum. I said I'm waiting for other members who are still on their way to the Honourable Wana.
Chairperson, good morning to everybody. Chairperson, I rise to say I've got another, a different aspect in this meeting. We would like to have a minister. Where is the minister?
Minister is sick.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, an apology for the minister is sick. So I was hospitalized.
Yeah, I know we had to go to that fact. We are still dealing with this issue, Honorable Wana. Let's first deal with the issue and then perhaps the chairperson will tell us where is the political head of the department that is supposed to come and present to us. Because it has been long that we have been getting presentations from officials, and there are many, many political issues that we need guidance or expression from the political leader of this department. You must remember that last week in the House, we couldn't get answers of the questions that we asked about the very same department that is before us, stating that both the acting minister, we understand the minister is sick, but there is an acting minister and there is deputy minister to that effect. So there are two accountable officer principals that needs to be before us and assist us with this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable. Can we agree about adopting first the agenda, and therefore, with changes, with changing number one to number two. Yes.
Why that proposal of yours?
Is that let's adopt the agenda, changing number one is number two.
Why are we changing it?
It's just because we're still waiting for other members to come.
Which one?
Members, I've got a report that the members are stuck on.
No, let's get into the agenda and see what happens.
Can we caucus? Can we add
a caucus in chair? You can't. Chair, please. Chair? Chair? Why do you need caucus? Your chief whip is saying you can't change the agenda item. It's your chief whip. It means he's representing your caucus.
No.
But now you are putting us in a limelight, Chair.
I propose a caucus.
Ah. Chair, you are wasting our time, you know, our office.
Chairperson, we want our objection to this noted. You are not doing your job, and we will be taking this up with the chairperson of council.
Thank you.
You haven't been able to do it, and now you've got one too many, so you've really outdone yourself.
Thank you. Is anyone who raised the adoption of the agenda, honorable members?
So you needed a caucus to be
there. Honorable Wanna?
Thank you, Chairperson. I rise to second the agenda as it is.
Thank you. Is there any seconder? Honorable Mohapi. Thank you very much. Honorable members, without wasting time, I'll ask the members to introduce themselves because we've got a new member here and I can see there are new officials down there. My name is Dumisani Quimby, Chairperson of Security and Justice, the permanent delegate from the Western Cape. Honourable Pule, in that order.
Thank you, Chair. Kim Nahalareko, Madam Pule, the local committee of Chokabuko.
Chairperson, thank you very much. My name is Tamiko, a permanent delegate from the province of the regions. I'm the member of this committee. Thank you.
Sawubona sihlalo. Igama lami nguJames Wakamthethwa. Ilungu kumele lithunyelwe kulo mkhandlo wayifunda elibuya KwaZulu-Natal. Thanks.
Bagaetsho dumelang. Leina la ka ke Tebogo Mokwele, ke tswa ko Bokone Bophirima. Ke a leboga.
Good morning. My name is Moses Titus Mhlanga, permanent delegate from Mpumalanga, a member of this committee.
Good morning. My name is Motalane Monakeli, permanent delegate from Limpopo province, replacing Hoshi Tobiyane.
Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Bronwyn Engelbrecht, representing Gauteng.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is George Michalakis. I'm a permanent delegate from the Free State.
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. My name is Jihad Mohapi, representing Free State in the committee. Thanks.
Commissioner, can you introduce your team?
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson and members of the Select Committee. My name is Zakaria Modise. I'm the National Commissioner of Correctional Services. Next to me on my left is Chief Deputy Commissioner responsible for strategic management, Mr. Joseph Katenga. Chairperson and members on my right is the Departmental Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nick Ligege. Next to him, the Departmental Government Information and Technology, Ms. Ntabise Musupie. Behind me, Chairperson, on my left is the Acting Chief Deputy Commissioner for Human Resource, Mr. Emmanuel Khoza. Next to him, the Chief Deputy Commissioner responsible for Incarceration and Corrections, Mr. James Smallberger. And then on the other side is the Acting Chief Deputy Commissioner for Remand Detention, Mr. Willem Damons. And next to him, the Acting Chief Deputy Commissioner for Community Correction, Ms. Veliswa Mbandaba. That's our delegation chairperson and member.
Thank you very much. Can you introduce yourself then, there?
Good morning, Honourable Chair and members. My name is Inga Antong, representing the department.
Good morning, Chairperson. The name is Judith Chabalala. I'm the Parliamentary Officer in the Minister's Office.
Morning, Chair. My name is Sisa Makabeni. I'm from the Office of the Chief State Lawyer.
Down there.
Hi, Jeffrey Alsop from PMG.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, our first item here is the consideration of the Protected Disclosure Amendment Bill. Bill 4B of 2015. You are aware, Honourable Members, that this bill was presented in front of this committee. Because of the many problems, we didn't vote for this bill. Now, today, I think we need to consider the bill and pass this bill. It was presented to us by the Commission of the Department of Justice. Is there any comments or anyone who would like to pass this bill as it is, as it was represented to this committee? Honourable John.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as mentioned in previous meetings, the Democratic Alliance is opposed to the inclusion of Section 9B in this bill, for the simple reason that mala fide disclosures are in any event not covered and protected in terms of this bill. However, we believe that the inclusion of Section 9B will scare off potential whistleblowers. We are not opposed to the rest of the bill, and we think that it would make a good contribution. However, for the fact of including Section 9B and possibly through that rendering a lot of the purpose of the bill almost void, we have to request that our objection to the bill, for the simple reason of the inclusion of Section 9B, is noted, and therefore we are of the intention to vote against this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable. Yes, Honourable Members.
Mr. Chair, thank you.
Yes.
In terms of Clause 9B, we are of the opinion that such a clause would undermine the important steps to ensure that the Protective Disclosures Act is more effective, a more effective anti-corruption and good governance mechanism, and that it is inconsistent to have a punitive criminal sanction within a framework of promotion, in a framework of promoting whistleblowers. And therefore, I second my colleague in saying that we do not subscribe to the inclusion of Clause 90. Thank you.
Let me just record the EFF will not support the bill presented due to the fact that of inclusion of Section 9B, as you have already knew our objection as we were debating and discussing the bill. I think our suggestions have been recorded through our discussions as the party. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Mwana.
Chairperson, we did discuss this issue, and this bill is designed for the corporate. It's between the company and the employee. And secondly, if the company, when it's employing and or engaging whoever in the institution, there should be a procedure that nobody can just go out and vindicate the company. That's one. If that is the case, I'm aligning myself with the discussion previously that if a person is doing that, must be criminalized. Because we are looking to the economy of the country. If currently, at the workplace, if we allow that, I align myself with the input from Congress of South African Trade Unions. The people are directly involved because this bill is concentrating in the corporate world. Thank you, Chairperson.
Do you propose to adopt the bill as it is?
I adopt the bill as it is, that whoever is making insinuations and take the information, wrong information, that person must be dealt with and that thing must be criminalized. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. Is there any seconder on that? Or an honorable chief, my whip.
I therefore align myself also in a previous discussion because this is the second time when we discuss this bill. And we also mentioned that we need to protect those people if the whistleblower will wake up in the morning and decided to blackmail whoever that he wanted to blackmail. It must be a consequences for that. I therefore support the last speaker. Thank you.
I want to say something first.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think at times we don't need to just register our objection for the sake of registering it. Because the concern the concern that is being registered by both the EFF and the DA is covered in terms of the provision of 9A, where the Act is very clear or the bill is very clear in terms of saying where a person makes a disclosure and being faithful in that case, that particular person will not be liable for any civil, criminal or disciplinary. 9B is specific to people that are always spreading false information. I think as South Africans within the occupational level, we have also a duty as legislators to ensure that we also protect people that are always implicated for wrong reasons. Hence this particular provision. So we are saying we want to do away with situations where at the occupational level, people are just spreading wrong or false information deliberately. Hence 9B is specific to say any person or in particular a worker or employee who intentionally discloses false information. So I'm worried if opposition is saying a person who spread false information should be protected. This provision is specifically dealing with that, Chairperson. Hence I'm saying we fully support the ANC that the bill be adopted as is.
Thank you, Honourable Members.
If I may, just on the last statement of Honourable Mahathir, he indicated that the opposition is in favour of protecting persons who make malafide disclosures. That is not what the opposition is saying. What the opposition is saying is that if it is a malafide disclosure, it is in any case not protected. Therefore, it is not necessary to include 9B.
It is, because, for instance, you said, if whistleblower getting up in the morning saying that one of the managers raped somebody purposely, did say, if you did that...
Then you take him to court in terms of our law.
No.
You take him to court in terms of our law.
No. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think I would like to take the legal advice. There is an amendment here. Yeah? If they make legal advice for that, you have to take for this amendment. Yes, Honourable Mohabis.
Chairperson, we are not in dispute over the interpretation. We are simply engaging over a matter of principle to say here are two people, the one that is disclosing faithfully and the one that discloses unfaithfully. So we are simply saying this provision of the Act should take cognizance of both scenarios. And Jefferson, I think you must divide the House if we are rigid in terms of our views. Earlier on, what was only happening, both the EFF and DA, they were aware that in terms of numbers, they're not going to be able to articulate or advance their intentions. Hence they said it should be recorded. So, Chairperson, a mover has been made. It has been seconded with the totality of numbers that we have, Chairperson. Can you do this?
Honourable, want to say something?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. To me, what we have been given, we have engaged the bill with the presentation last time. So today, I want to reiterate what Honourable Mohabis says. We don't really need a legal advisor. We are well. The process of today is just to record those who are raising objection. And I want to believe that we are supporting the bill. The bill can pass and proceed. And then just
for the process,
just
because
who are objecting, then we the bill has been supported and we proceed and close the bill.
Chairperson,
Chair,
listen.
Chair,
a little bit of yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You know, some of us are not here just to vote. We are here to deliberate and to discuss. We are not just here to come and vote. Yes, we agree, we have engaged far too much with this bill. And our objection has been there, and our recommendation to to the technocrats in terms of this bill has been there, and we even asked for the political intervention and stakeholders' intervention to this matter. We cannot just come here and say no, we don't vote, or yes, we do vote to the bill presented before us. We are discussing so that whenever you present the report to the House, our objections will be included in your report, and we will also in the House object to the bill. That's what we are here for. We are not just here to come and vote and go. No.
Thank you very much. That's why I'm saying that we'll adopt the bill with the amendment, which is clause one, and therefore, if you object it, you will object it.
Chairperson,
your objection is noted.
In terms of the rules, the DA is calling for a division.
We'll go for a division. The DA is calling for division. 3 minutes.
We know what we are doing, both of us. We know what we are doing. And you can see, they are two, I'm alone. So, we are not studying with the choir.
Matters falling under Section 75 of the Constitution and with other matters dealing with Section 76 as follows. Each province is entitled to equal number of permanent members nominated by delegation.
There's no Section 76 in where you are. Can you read what is
written here? Under Section 75 of the Constitution and with other matters as follows. A. Each province is entitled to equal number of permanent members nominated by delegation head. Each party represented in the council is entitled to proportional representation or proportional representation possible on account of party size to one representative of the committee. On the committee, each delegation head may, whenever necessary, authorize to one or two special members to attend a committee meeting. And then it goes on to say when Section 75 and Section 76 do the quorums convene.
You know, I've asked a simple question. That in terms of voting, this rule is very vague. I'm speaking about in terms of voting. Does the alternate have the right? You know, the rule must say, in terms of voting, the alternate has the right to vote for a particular province that he is alternating or she is alternating. So can you, Geshwin?
But you said the rule is quiet about that. Then want to
the rule, I'm telling you, Chair, that the rule is quiet. If the rule is quiet, why do you choose for an alternate to vote?
You said the rule is quiet.
Chair, I know what I'm doing. I'm asking you
yes.
As the chairperson.
Yes.
Sorry for pointing you.
And then the rule
yeah.
is quiet.
So you so on your own you took the decision.
Yes.
On your own you took a decision.
Yes. But
so
it is
allowed that when it fits members of the committee to take other decisions relating to any matter of the committee, we can do so.
Can say
oh, thank you very much.
Can say it's up to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Members, the select committee considered the subject of the Protected Disclosure Amendment Bill B2 of 2015, which is from the National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and reports that it has agreed to the bill. With the following proposal amendment bill on page 1, clause 1, on the page 3 from line 33 to 35, to omit all the words from being up to the offense and to insert. Therefore, honourable members, then the committee talks of being subjected to any civil claims for the alleged breach of a duty of confidentiality or confidentiality agreement arising out of the disclosure of a criminal offense, or number 2, information which shows or tends to show that substantial contravention of or failure to comply with the law has occurred, is occurring, or is likely to occur. Then this report to be considered by the House. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Thanks very much. Honourable Members, our item number 2 is by the briefing by the Department of Correctional Services on the strategic plan for 2017-2018. Honourable Members, Honourable Nkwiri.
You can.
Okay.
Chairperson, I rise to request you as a chairperson of this collective select committee to release the officials. We can't accept the report without the minister in terms of the principle and the overview of the department. Thank you very much.
Honourable Mukwiri, noted.
Yeah, I'm not yet. ke nyalana le se buise se fetsang go bua gore go makgetho a mantsi I know it's not my problem that you can't hear my language. It's not my problem. Go makgetho a le mantsi re you know ke motswana ene ke ipela ka botswana baka.
Order.
When only Zulu, we ipele ka buZulu ba.
Remember?
So,
order.
Untlogele ke bua le melaka gore ke kgone go ntlwala gore ke a re. Gore modula stilo wa nkutlo kgotsa ga nkutlo o tla netefatsa gore o gona le ditiriso tse di tla mo letlelelang gore a utlwe se ke se buang. Se ke se buang modula stilo ke gore go maswadi gore gangwe le gape lefapha la kgopololo le romele badiredipuso ntleng le moeteledipele wa bone wa sepolotiki o e leng gore tiro ya gagwe ke go ikarabela go pele ga palamente go tla go re fa ditiragatso kgotsa ditiro tseo ba di dirang. Modula stilo e se le makgetho a le mararo. Batlhankedi ba puso go sa kgathaletsege maemo a bona ba tla go tla gore fa tlosa ka seo ba se dirang. Go na le dipotso tse e leng gore di tshwanetswe ke go arabelwa ke ministara kgotsa motlatsa ministara. So ga se teng go nna bokete mo go rona gore re buisane kgotsa re share di ideas kgotsa ditiragatso tseo ba di dirang. So ka jalo modula stilo ke tlo kopa ka tswetswe gore ga re tlo go tlo letlelela gore ba dire dipuso ka jeko ba re address as members of parliament, because we still have so many questions tse leng gore di tshwanetse go arabelwa ke ministera kgotsa yo a mo emeletseng kgotsa letsogo la gagwe. Ke a leboga modula stilo.
Thank you. Honorable George, I'm not yet my chief.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I want to align myself with both the member from the ANC and the EFF. In the sense that we are aware that Honourable Modisi during the oral questions indicated that the minister is not well, but he has a deputy minister dealing with this department. You will recall that a week ago, during the oral questions, not a single question from the Department of Correctional Services could be answered, although there was given ample time to indicate that that day will be the one day of the year that we are going to get oral replies from the Deputy Minister. His equivalent in the Justice Department did honour that meeting. We could not get any replies from the Department of Correctional Services at all. I find it completely unacceptable that we sit here for a second time, and we discussed this amongst the parties before we started, that we have not yet seen the Deputy Minister at our committees. We saw him at Polsmoor, a very busy man that he is, for a few minutes, and then he disappeared there as well. But he hasn't made a commitment to this committee to come and to appear before us, and he was invited, Chairperson. I think we need to be consistent, and I think within this cluster, the ministers and the deputy ministers are probably the biggest culprits, because the same event with the Minister of Defence as well. And if we do not take a strong stance in this regard, I honestly think that it is undermining the committee. Now, with all due respect, you may choose, I doubt whether you do, but you may choose to be undermined, but I will certainly not be undermined by any minister or deputy minister. The other fact of the matter is that although I respect the fact that the officials from this department has honored every single meeting with us, and we appreciate that, they are not politically accountable. We cannot hold them politically accountable, and I cannot expect of them to give me replies for political questions. This department is deeply worrying, not only because of what is happening at certain of the facilities, but also in terms of the budget, where we would like to see where the Parliament can assist and do our oversight role. Those are political questions, Chairperson, and we can simply not expect of these officials reasonably to answer those political questions. Therefore, I would like to second Honourable Wana to indicate to the department that we are terribly sorry, but it is not for our own fault that we wish not to continue today, but that it is simply a matter of that the minister, if he does not want to waste money, that he actually needs to honour his commitments. Constitutionally, his first commitment is to this parliament. Nothing is more important than honouring that constitutional commitment. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Chetra.
Angibonge sihlalo. Sengigida phezu kwala mazwi asebegide kuwo wonke. Ngifisa nje ukuxolisa kakhulu kulaba abasemzini abaphakathi kwethu ukuthi hayi ngoba ngempela indaba iqondene nawe kodwa kungenxa yalona ophethe kulo mnyango ongakwazanga ukuthi abe khona. Ngakho-ke ngesekela le nkulumo esiyisekaliwe ukuthi akaphumi. Ngiyabonga.
What is your point of
view? So it's acceptable for him to speak this Greek thing? For me, it's not acceptable because it's Zulu.
I'm giving you a point of view.
No, I'm saying because it's Zulu. So you recognizing Goody more than us.
Ayo.
You are still there.
No, you spoke your language.
But you had a problem and you don't have a problem with this one.
No, it's cool. Honorable Mohapi.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, perhaps you should also place it on record that there's nothing wrong with the officials appearing before the committee. However, last time we had a visit in Northern Cape, where we visited a place, a correctional service place that side, and we interacted with officials from the department who also elevated some of their frustrations to the committee for obvious reasons. It was going to be more opportune for us as the committee to interact with the principal and elevate even issues that were also raised in that particular platform. However, Chairperson, you must also place it on record that whatever that is this committee decided upon is based on the provision of the Constitution, in particular Section 66 of the Constitution, which gives us power to ensure that a minister appears before the committee and give account. But Chairperson, because it has happened not more than once, I was going to suggest that perhaps as chair, you write directly to the deputy minister and the minister, indicating our disappointment in terms of non-appearance of them before the committee, in particular the deputy minister, who is dealing with correctional services, and also elevate this matter to the attention of the chair of the NCOP. Honestly speaking, we can't just leave it like this. With the proviso that we also suggest that the chairperson of the NCOP should also take it up with the leader of the government business, because if we want to be taken serious, I think it's how we would really resolve on some of these issues. And perhaps I must also clarify, it's not on the entire cluster. With COCTA, Honourable George, we know, or no, if that is the case, it's fine, because I was saying, you can apply a blanket approach, even with COCTA. At least we still have ministers that are always honoring our request for them to appear before the committee. Thanks.
Thank you, honourable members. Commission don't have no powers than the committee decided not to take your presentation till you come with your political head, which is minister or deputy minister. So you can hear the majority of the committee. So I'm sorry to say thank you for coming. Then we'll take that up to the minister, even myself, as the committee advised. I'll do that. Thank you very much. You want to have a say that please?
No, thank you, Chairperson. We understand and accept what the committee and yourself have decided, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
For nothing. It's a very, very fruitless expenditure, Chair. It must be recorded as such.
There are a few things to be adopted at point four. I would just want to know whether there's something else that you want to adopt while you still have your quorum.
Regarding the manner in which the
corruption was, the lady that appeared before us, how she really, yeah, I think it's not captured here, and I think it's proper so that even tomorrow, whoever that appears before the committee, regardless of whether you agree with us as honorable members or you disagree, don't do it with a spirit that reflects as if you undermine the individual people that are raising concerns. So I'm just saying, if it can be captured, that's the main principle.
Thank you, Chair. Page 6, page 7, page 8, which is the last page. Any proposal of adoption? Honorable Chama?
I propose adoption in the meeting session of the.
Thank you. Any that? Honorable Wanma, seconded. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Wanma. Let's proceed, Honorable Members, to the minutes of the 23rd February 2017. Page 1, page 2,
page 3. Okay. I just want to check the 23rd. Was it a Thursday? The 23rd of February. The 23rd, according to my calendar, is a Thursday.
Yes, it was. Quite right.
And according to the program of our committee, we sit on Wednesdays. But now I see my name here on a Thursday.
The special meeting that you requested, yes.
Remember where you were. This meeting was scheduled for Wednesday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. And then we then received an SMS that says, as per instruction of the chairperson. And Thursday is dedicated for our political caucuses. If the chairperson needs us, must communicate and check our availability before he can write absent in our minute, in the minutes. So we had because you couldn't come on the scheduled date. It was not my fault that on that day you couldn't come. But now in the minutes I'm recorded as absent, and I was instructed. No one has ever checked on my availability for that day. So you cannot request me to come to a meeting that is not scheduled, that is not ATC, and instruct me to be in that meeting. And in the minutes, record me as absent.
Thank you, Snotet. Is there any second on the meeting?
I think we need to correct this thing.
John?
Michalakis, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just in general, on the since we're discussing it sort of in a general way, it seems, of this minutes of the 23rd of February, I just want to take you to 11.7, where it says the Chairperson indicated the committee would consider the bill and the committee report at the next meeting of the committee. That is not quite true. Point 7, page 4. The chairperson indicated the committee would consider the bill and the committee would report at the next meeting of the committee. That is not quite true. I mean, where were we supposed to consider it? Somewhere in a tea room. The reason why we could not adopt, we were ready to vote. The reason why it had to be adjourned and rescheduled was because it was 8:05 or quarter to nine, and we had a plenary. And because the quorum was broken. So there was not a quorum, and that must be reflected in these minutes. That is why it was postponed, 8:45, because there was a plenary on its way. We were ready to vote, but then the quorum was broken. So it must just be reflected, instead of saying the chairperson indicated the committee would consider the bill and the committee report at the next meeting on the committee, that I would suggest would just have to be replaced with the true facts of saying that the voting on the bill had to be postponed because at the stage of taking the vote there was no quorum. Thank you.
Honourable Mohabit.
Professor, I was going to say let's not confuse ourselves. On this day it was going to be a briefing, not necessarily a voting. Hence it didn't require the quorum. So in that case, Chairperson, I think concerns that have been registered, some are genuine. For an example, if an official sends out an SMS and say you are instructed, I think we must be considerate in terms of how we present it. I fully concur. So I was going to say, Chairperson, can we adopt the minutes?
Chairperson?
Is there
someone
there?
Chairperson? Chairperson, dissenting view, the Honourable Member is, with respect, misleading the House. Because if that was true, why did all the ANC members come running outside trying to call me back if it was just a briefing? You didn't have a quorum.
You missed the things here. We called you for the election of the acting chairperson. She said to come. You're missing things. This one is adopted.
Can you recognize me, Chen?
Yes.
Before you record? You know, this is a record. It's a record. I cannot be absent from work without giving relevant reasons. So you can't adopt minutes as they are without rectifying this fault. I know Honorable Mohapi cautioned this matter, but now he also says we adopt minutes as they are. We can't adopt them as they are. I was not absent. I cannot come to a meeting that I was instructed to come to.
The only thing
that was not ATC.
But the only thing that I said
I'm not absent, so you will deal with this matter. Okay. I was not absent in this meeting.
Okay, fine. It's okay.
Very well, Honorable Mokoele, through you, Chairperson. I said, let's register the consensus. I think they will also reflect as part of the minutes. This is what I'm saying. So I don't see any harm, because whatever consensus that she is raising, I also endorse that they are legit. So in that case, as and when you deal with absenteeism, apology, or presence of a member, you take that into consideration. That is what I'm saying, Chairperson.
On a point of order, Chairperson, I refer you to the PMG version of the minutes of the 23rd of February, and I quote, the Chairperson said the committee must deliberate and decide whether to approve or reject the bill. He noted there was one amendment to consider, and then we carry on. And at the end I said, Mr. Michalakis said according to Rule 155.3, the committee cannot adopt the bill with its amendments if there is no quorum. He proceeded to walk out of the meeting. The chairperson briefly paused the meeting. The committee meeting was adjourned after a few minutes. The 23rd of February, contrary to the facts put on the table by my colleague here, was the consideration of the bill according to the PMG minutes of that meeting. You can find it online.
What if there is something is wrong? Because Honorable Mohapi, there's nothing of the quorum.
Chairperson,
you cannot be respected like
Chairperson,
that. We
because
you didn't want the quorum here. You didn't talk about the quorum. You cannot record that. I'm not going to do
it. Chairperson, with due respect, that is why if you check how the minutes are captured, they are captured in such a way that they are more accommodative. If you check 4.1 of the agenda, it is saying briefing. You can have that intention of proceeding through the normal processes, but if you realize that there are constraints, you can always apply your mind. So in this case, we adopt the minutes on the basis that it was a briefing. It's captured in the minutes. And the purpose of us discussing this, Chairperson, is to reflect whether
This is a true reflection of what transpired in the meeting. And I'm saying what transpired in that meeting was a briefing by the department. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, can we proceed? Can we proceed? We, in the 8th of March 2017, page 1, okay, page 2. Yes, ma'am.
How many members is Northern Cape allowed to have in a committee? Chair, how many members?
I'm not sure.
I will check on that.
Ask the official.
Yeah.
One. An alternate of one. According to the attendance register for the 8th of March, we have two members from the same province recorded being absent or apologized for being absent in the meeting. So I don't know why. Should we all of us do the same in our provinces where we have alternates? When the alternate is absent or whatever, we must record the apology. And when the member is absent also, we must record apology. Is that how we do it?
As long as there's flexibility, you can apologize. The alternate can apologize.
And then we record it. According to the membership of the committee, then...
If you receive an appeal, what are going to do?
Chair, according to the membership and composition of the committee, then you are doing it wrong.
Noted.
Chairperson, as much as there's no impact in the content, but I can appeal to all of us that one of them must not be here as a correction. Let us correct this.
Thank you. Noted. Thank you very much. Thank you. Members, can we proceed to page 3? Members, page 4. Page 5. Page 6 is the last page of the minutes. Can we propose the adoption of the minutes? Anyone oppose the adoption?
Oh, gosh. I rise to adopt the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Wana. Is there any seconder? Honorable Nsanga, thank you very much. Honorable members, this is the draft report of the Select Committee on Security and Justice. We oversight to the Northern Cape Province. It will take place on the 31st January 2017. Honourable members, can we go through this report? Page 1, the background. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know whether this thing of your committee is it deliberate about me. I raised this on the 8th of March that the only time I didn't attend the oversight was when it was a Thursday with the military veteran, and I recorded my apology to say Thursday is an caucus day, and I came back. And as far as I remember, Honorable Manopoulos was not part of the consultative meeting with Wanya Tsotsi. She was not part of it. Yet you record her and you exclude a person who even assisted you, Chair, in that community meeting to take other decisions. So you excluded me. I don't know whether it's deliberate or you did it purposefully or it's just a negligence to exclude me. And I deliberated. I think points that I raised in that meeting are captured in the report, but my name is not there.
Thank you.
I must record it I'm really concerned, and if this thing can continue, I will take it up with the chairperson of the house, because it cannot be correct that in each and every meeting I must deal with me being absent or me being recorded present or all those things. This thing will impact on my performance. Please.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. So it's noted. Honorable Mohelba.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would just like to welcome our newest member and say to him that it is high time, and I think it is wonderful that he came to see the light. Honorable Marby, very welcome to the Democratic Lions.
I understand this. Honorable Engelbert.
We wanted to officially announce it in the newspapers, but unfortunately the committee secretary was ahead of us a bit.
Honourable members, let's proceed.
Chairperson, with due respect, I think it's always advisable that minutes, whoever that captures, and also prepare them. That's what you call proofread. You re-read from time to check whether there are really wrong things. Because honestly speaking, Chairperson, this is really serious, because media can just capture and think this is really true. And again, Chairperson, my participation in your committee, I don't participate as the Chairperson of COCTA. I participate like any other member. George Wayne.
Honorable Mahira. George, my order.
So, Chairperson, I was going to say, with due respect, let's acknowledge, as and when preparations are made, there can always be human error, but let's try and minimize it as much as possible. But again, Chairperson, on the minutes themselves, I was going to say, last time we even said, as and when reports are prepared, let's also develop something like a template which will outline all issues that still needs to be followed up, so that it makes it much more easier for members. Remember, there's a preparation for a follow-up oversight visit. I think we'd really need that information. I was just saying, that attachment, I think it can also be more helpful. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Can we proceed, honorable members? Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. In page 6, the committee recommendation. Honorable George Mukherjee.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just a follow-up on 9.2. I believe it's already a month later. Did we receive the MEC's submissions within 14 days? And if not, what are you going to do about that?
Sorry, sir?
9.2.
Yes.
It says the delegation requested the MEC's office to submit a report to the committee within 14 days. Mm. Now, this report, the oversight was done a month ago already, more than 14 days.
Yes.
Have you received it yet?
No.
And if you haven't received it yet, what are you going to do about it so that we can get it? Because the MEC has now taken up a month instead of 2 weeks. That is of some concern to me. Thank you.
Thank you. 9.1. We never accepted the apology of the MEC. Actually, we raised a concern about this matter as a committee, if you can recall. And then we tried to manage the situation and allow that woman, I forgot the position that she's holding, to just present what transpired amongst the stakeholders. But we have never accepted the apology. It was a concern that the MEC is not there, yet we are dealing with a very critical matter. We never accepted his or her apology.
Okay, thanks. Honorable Mohapi?
I come.
Okay, start.
If you can, there's a difference between acknowledgement. Acceptance, we didn't accept. We were aware that there is an apology. That doesn't mean you say you must be acknowledgement and acceptance are different issues. Acknowledgement is just not that because we didn't say to accept it.
In order, Honorable Mohapi.
Chairperson, I think one is also trying to say capturing of that bullet 9.1 should be captured that we did acknowledge receipt of the apology. However, the committee did not accept. That's what would help. Chairperson, I think my point is not specifically on this point. You would recall yesterday in the COCTA meeting, I presented a schedule of activities that would enhance our role as a committee vis-a-vis the chairs. Because if you check some of the issues that are reflecting here, you know how Parliament is operating currently. It's as if you are the chair, you would only wait in this meeting where you have to give account. But if you check Rule 91, it's explicitly clear. It gives the chair the power to act on behalf of the committee. However, even if you act on behalf of the committee, you must be more cautious that you don't bind the committee on certain issues. So in this case, Chairperson, issues that have been raised, that needs follow-up. They don't need to come back to us without the chair either facilitating a follow-up. And that is where the schedule that I referred to would be more of assistance in that case. So I was going to say, it's proper, Chairperson, that we equally, at the level of the cluster, adopt what we have adopted yesterday, where as chair, you don't only meet with the committee here. Post the committee meeting, there's nothing that is taking place. We've got the responsibility to monitor execution of decisions, to ensure that there are follow-ups on issues that still needs to be pursued. So in that case, Chairperson, I would really urge that both the chair of petitions and your good self, out of the minutes, develop a program to also follow up on issues that still needs. For example, if we are saying there's supposed to be 14 days, we can't wait for a month till now that it's only now that you are asking, did we receive? Unlike where as chairpersons, we are also able to have a proactive preliminary interventions where you can always follow up on such issues without necessarily. But I would urge that as and when you develop that schedule, let it be brought to the committee for adoption so that as and when you also make follow-ups, we also follow on what the chair is doing. I would really urge that it's also applicable at the level of the chair of the petition.
Thank you, Chair. We also, I'm appealing to the sector to meet your sector because we've already passed, adopt your schedule. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, last, please respect. For example, if you check, you committed during that meeting that you are going to give this challenge an immediate attention. So nothing has happened. What you need to do, that's where as chair, you just write, you know, that the matter is still getting attention, however, during this and this will be able to, I'm just saying maybe to share how best and feasible can we make our work to be much more easy. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Can we adopt this report as it is, honourable members? In fact, with your those amendments. Honourable Mwana.
Chairperson, let me adopt this report with correction and with the amendment.
If it's amendment.
I hope that within 30 days we'll have a report on some of the issues that are discussed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honourable members.
We have one chair.
Oh, seconded. Honourable Nyamazana, Nsanga. Honourable members, we have also another report here, the draft report of the Committee on Justice in the Northern Cape to determine the effect on operation at Tswarebele Correctional Facility.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure whether I missed it, but have you indicated whether you are going to take the matter up with the MEC? The fact that she did not reply.
Oh, please, thank you very much. I'll do.
What will you do, Chairperson?
I'll take up the matter with the MEC. Why is not responding within 14 days? Thank you. Hey, honourable members, we visited the operation center, sorry, Polo, in Correctional Service Facility in prison. Clelo Billy. Then there is a report that we need to adopt. If you have page one of the report, page two, page three, challenges, site observations, page four, page five. Yes, Honourable Mhapi.
If you check, Chairperson, specifically on what I've said, if you check, we had issues raised or elevated to the attention of the committee. Like, if you remember, there was a concern around that the maintenance contract and is less than 10 years and the role of the public works. So I'm just saying, if you can check out of this report, there's an activity plan that the chair can develop which can make it easy for us to follow up on issues without necessarily waiting for this moment. That is why earlier on I said some of the issues that were raised when we visited this place, to the correctional services, are the same issues that need to be taken up with the minister. So I would also urge, as and when you write to the minister or the deputy minister, highlight that what has also frustrated us are these issues that we wanted also to engage with him. So I think it will be more helpful, sir.
The committee will meet the Department of Public Works. Can you ensure that you also expedite, Chairperson, that we... These are critical areas that I'm referring to, Chairperson. Just to emphasize. Yes. Thank you. Can we adopt, honourable members, this report of visiting the centre? Is there anyone? Yes, honourable member.
Chairperson, I will. Oh.
Chairperson, I rise to adopt this report.
Honourable Wanda, is there any seconder? Honourable. Thank you very much.
Second, with the proviso that we follow up, because if you check our recommendations, we don't need to wait, Chairperson.
Okay, Chair. Thank you very much. This is the last one, if I'm not mistaken, draft of the Select Committee on the Security of Justice. We visited the South Africa Military Health Services there in Northern Cape. On page one, or remember, it's not numbered.
Not numbered.
Yeah. Page one. which committee recommendations. Page.
Chair.
It's only page one. Eh?
Chair.
Yeah.
Chair. You know, on that oversight with the military veterans, what was it?
Hospital, yes. Only page one.
I don't know how are you going to note it. As you can remember, there was a commotion between me and that chief. I don't know, it's a director. Somebody told me the commander of something that I don't know. That as a committee or as a chairperson of the committee, you need to emphasize the concern about committee members with regard to the relationship between them and the officials of that department. They are disrespectful of the members of the of parliament. Them being him specifically, I don't know his name, him being the commander of MKVA or MK doesn't make him to disrespect parliament and members of parliament.
Sorry, are we in the military health service? Hospital.
I remember what she said. What I can say, that was a dialogue between the person and his and herself. So, and that gentleman did make an apology. So, this is a collective report, committee report. So, I don't think it can be a report.
I also responded to retire that we sometimes have some, like if I make an example, last time we, in the presentation of the amendment bill of disclosure, we had some dissatisfaction the way the officials and the stakeholders presented to us, but it was not part of the report. So imagine that sometimes when we can include such things, that and in that he did apologize, that he was not making to the member, hence that. So I'm supporting what in addition to that it cannot be included. But anyway, we are not encouraging any alteration with intention, such interaction with the officials. It happened with me and myself and the Honorable Wana last 2 weeks ago with the Department of Justice. So thank you, Chair.
Listen, I think at times, as and when we manage the concerns, we need to be considerate of the integrity of honorable members. I think it's a concern that she's raising. And if you recall earlier on when Honorable Manopol was outside, I said there was a stage where a concern was raised and I suggested that it should be captured. So I think we need to be consistent, because if I think the spirit in which we raise these issues, it should be in a spirit where we are saying let's advance cooperative governance. You know, we can be in this sphere, other people might be in the other sphere, but how we relate, it's equally important. However, where I can have reservation is that the reference that Honorable Mukwele is making to say MK whatever, you know, the DG participated in that discussion not as MK, but as a DG of the department. So I would really urge that let's address it, even if it's captured, let it be captured in such a way that it reflects the DG as a rep from the department, not in that way that Honorable Mukwele suggested. But however, Chairperson, I don't see any harm if there's any concern between the staff.
Thank
you, Chair. You know, Chairperson, we are members of this committee, and all of us, we have equal rights. Don't judge us about our political parties. Just because it was raised by me, you wanted to reject it. Now it has a motivation from a member of ANC, you are taking it. earlier you agreed about this item from Honorable Mohapi to Honorable Manopole to say there was this thing, it needs to be part of the report. I'm raising the same thing, and for me not knowing the position of the DG, whether I've used his position as an MK commander, I withdrew that because I didn't know which position he is. But it's a matter of concern that needs to be recorded. And I'm appealing to you, Honorable Chair, that for us to run Kamua 01, you need to treat us as members of the committee, not as members of certain political parties. I'm requesting to you, sir, please respect us as members of this committee so that we can respect you in turn. Thank you very much.
Honorable,
no, Chef. I'm when I raised this thing, I made an example with us, ourselves, myself, which is also the first time. The same thing with Honorable Mohapi. Mohapi was he had an issue between himself
order,
and
chair.
The official
order,
of,
chair.
Of
order.
The of the
chair government. Order.
So I'm
chair
I'm
order.
Not partisan.
Order,
what
chair.
Order?
You know what, Linda? The
order, chair.
Speaking,
chair.
Sorry, man. So
chair.
What is your
chair?
Yes.
I've never mentioned Manopole. I'm saying the matter that was raised by Mohapi about Honorable Manopole, she was outside. You, as a chairperson, agreed on it. You should have stopped Honorable Manopole when she started to speak to say, but that matter, we agreed earlier on the previous report that was presented. Unfortunately, Honorable Member, you were not part of it. You should have done that as a chairperson if your memory is still on this matter. But you allowed him, you allowed her, and you agreed on what she was saying. Now that Honorable Mohapi is saying it in a different way, you also allowed him and agreed, but because it was me, you were not agreeing with what I was saying in that instance. So I'm just saying to you, just be consistent in your rulings. Just be consistent in the resolutions that we are taking as a committee. Don't judge us about our political affiliation.
Thank you. Very
Thank
much.
You.
I don't think we did make any ruling to this. That's why I was giving the members to discuss it. I don't understand giving any ruling. I don't understand where was my ruling. What was my ruling for this thing? Because the members are still debating it. There is no ruling. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. You cannot be allowed to be abused by other members who have more rights to speak than others. When one member speaks, he is speaking something that you don't agree. We have to wait up until your time to speak. This order interjections are necessary sometimes because I could have interrupted earlier on because I didn't agree what he's saying. I waited for my turn to speak so that I can be able to present my point. So I'm just saying that it's important as a member, I'm referring to all the members in the committee that we really need to exercise some patience here, be able to understand each other. Because hence you end up misunderstanding each other, because when a member is speaking, jump in and wants to respond without knowing what the member is going to say at the end of after making his or her presentation. Just wanted to make it. So I'm still raising that when we, I wanted to go today, say there's some resolution that was taken when I was absent. But at the time I made a presentation, I was making reference to the previous meeting, which was not partisan. That time it was the members of the ANC where we had an objection to the officials who were making presentation to us. And it was not the first time. Honorable Mohapi previously in other report, there was the same similar things. I'm saying now as we make some resolutions, I'm saying we are setting a presidency. Before we didn't do that. So if we continue doing this, that kind of presidency, are we going to sustain it? That's why I wanted to question the committee. Such things, adding them to the report, are really not necessary. We are setting presidency at some point for ourselves. We're going to confront it with something that will not be able to manage it. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mapule. Thank you very much for your contribution. Thanks. I think because the House is a great one, this one. Honorable members, let's proceed. Otherwise... For instance,
Chair,
I participate.
You know, Chair, in terms of the rules of MCOP and committee, if I choose to call on a point of order, if I I'm not speaking on behalf of any other person, if I choose to do so, no one can say I'm abusing anyone. I'm talking about myself. No one can say I'm abusing anyone. If you feel to give me the chance to speak, I will speak. It's within my right to speak and to interject if I feel that the point is not in order. It's within my right. I have the right to do that. So no one can say I'm abusing anyone. And I have the right to interact with each and every item that is raised within this committee. It's not about personality cult or whatever. It's about work. Thank you.
Thank you. Your point is taken. Honourable members, let's proceed. Can you adopt this report with amendments? No one has proposed the adoption of the report. Military health service. It's one page. Only one page. Honorman Pule, is there anything on that?
Remember now, we also raised the issue of the department. We need to call the minister with because of the issue of
military
the database. It was long outstanding. Okay. So I think it needs to be put to be elevated.
Yeah.
And maybe if there's a need for yourself to interact with the
yeah. I think the deputy minister is exactly like the correctional service.
Yes.
The deputy minister must account.
Yes.
Yes. Sure, he came once here. And there's a lot, it didn't even come to the oral questions there. Thank you very much for that. Proceed. Now, sir?
The minister not second.
Oh,
the report. I was second with the proviso that follow up you need on what we've resolved here and not do it when we have the next time of AVC.
Honourable members, we also visited the military veterans to determine the distribution of benefits to the military veterans in Northern Cape Province on the 2nd of April 2017. Honourable members, page 1, page 2, page 3. Page 4, page 5, page 4, yes, page 5, committee recommendations, honourable members, is there any problem can of adoption this report as it is? Any proposal? Honourable Mahapi?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the report, but with the necessary follow-up speech.
Thank you. As you said, so thank you, Honourable. Honourable Mahapi, Manipule?
I do second, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Seconded. Let's take the last one. The last report, Honourable Members. It's a report on the provisional suspension from office of Ms. S.R. Monolodi, Regional Court President, Northwest, dated 15th March 2017. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 5, the last one is page 5, where there are recommendations. Is there an adoption of this report as it is, or is there any comment? Honourable Manipuli.
Which judge is this, Chair?
Sorry?
The judge, the name of the judge?
The name of the judge is Monoledi.
Okay, Chair, I'm Monoledi. Okay, Chair. I pick up that you are totalizing the name, and this is the two answers. Chen, I'm...
I was going to second the adoption report. But can I make a humble request, Chen?
Okay, sir.
Chairperson, there's no water here. No water. Yes.
Okay.
No water, I'm saying, Chairperson, this coordination must be, you remember we also raised this at the level of the Committee of Chairs, honestly speaking. We need water.
Engelberg. Empty, all bottles are empty. What's going on there?
Children.
Honourable members, I think there's another bottle there. There's another bottle in this desk, in that desk. No, that one.
There's no water in Western K.
Honourable members, I think we come to the end of our program for today. Thank you very much for listening. And this session is adjourned. This meeting is adjourned.
Before you adjourn,
sorry, my chairperson, my honourable chairperson. Before you adjourn, you know there was a time where I requested something about you. We were discussing the overcrowding of prisoners, of correctional centers in the country. And then we then requested, if you can remember, Honorable Mohat, we requested a research on how best can, as a country, sort of a model that are used from outside, how best can we deal with this matter. That research work has never came to the committee. And then I also requested that maybe looking into how things were done before, those trial lists being kept in correctional centers. You remember that before they were kept in police stations vis-a-vis correctional centers. How can we deal with that matter? So I'm requesting, Chair, that we must be taken serious by officials. When we request something from them, they must kindly give or just tell us how far are they, how are they having challenges in terms of dealing with those matters, so that it can assist us as a committee to move forward and to assist the country moving forward. Thanks.
No, Chairperson, what is said by Honorable Mkweli, I'm sure it needs both the Minister of Correctional Services and the Minister of Justice, because this issue is done by the Justice Center, where they don't speed up the cases. And they must tell us, because they are going to tell us about the intergovernmental experts. But if this thing, because if you analyze this thing, it's still damaging the proposed budget of correctional services, because these people are keeping there and they won't try it, and they can't even stay there for a year without their cases being attended to.
Just want to remind the members, just that I'm aware both of them, they were not there in Portsmouth.
the presentation that is made to us, that maybe what you should ask the department to give us their progress on that, their speech, because they were working on towards amendment of Section 85 of that. They presented to us because they see one of the interim solutions towards addressing the overcrowding. So we maybe with the secretariat, I mean, of Chairperson through your office, ask them to give us the progress on that the work that they have started towards amending that section. So that section, it will address the issues that two other members have raising, that to move the remand to police. It will address, elevate, even though it's not going to be too much, just because of currently the police station, they don't have that capacity. They have a certain number. They only be able to capacitate to accommodate 1,500 in the certain areas. So also that, we just have that, it will solve that. It's not the work of the committee,
yes.
It's the work of the department. They
yes.
can give us the progress.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No.
And exactly what on
this
the...
A different story.
No, I do understand what I hear what Manupula said. I understand what your question is.
And I think the context is important. What has been said here is that much as Honorable Manupula is saying information can be received from the department, but as a committee, we need to have our own research analysis. In most instances, you'll always have the departments presenting their APPs, but we have an obligation to do our own analysis. You know, so perhaps maybe if we can take it in the context of saying, when I heard the honourable member say maybe to check the model, it can also enhance as and when we plan maybe the international tours, you know, to say maybe this is something that we can further investigate. I think that is how I took it. But again, Chairperson, maybe we should also request our own officials, in particular the secretariat, from the cluster to sit together and develop a model for the tracking system of all resolutions that we are taking, not only resolutions on all issues that needs to be followed up. Maybe as chairs we can come together with them and develop something. I think it will help us to follow up easy on issues that we resolve. Otherwise, you know, pick and choose is not going to help us at all. So I'm saying it's more proper because we'll be measured also as the committee on the basis of whether we've resolved and have we also follow up on issues that we resolve. But in this case, I see ourselves just resolving, no follow-ups to check whether there's any impact that the resolutions that we take are making. And that is why, if you're listening to my input from the beginning, it has been more, I'm saying, monetary, because honestly speaking, that is one deficiency that one has observed.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Last issue, Honorable Chair, is that I agree with what Honorable Mohapi is saying. But the last issue, Chair, I once again requested that we, as committee members, be provided with tools of trade. You know, in COPTA, we have a library of legislation that is given to us. And I always say to you, when we deal with justice issues, we don't even know how to refer, not unless you will, when they mention a section of an act, you go into your gadget, you Google, and you see. But if we have that library that will assist us as members to quickly, you know, you understand, legislation that is governing this justice and peace. We would appreciate that, Chair. Thank you.
Meeting with us.